A federal judge has sentenced former Pennsylvania Congressman Shaka Fatah to 10 years in prison for orchestrating what prosecutors call a white-collar crime spree. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. The 60-year-old, along with his co-defendants, was also ordered to pay more than $600,000 in restitution for his crimes, which includes stealing public funds to help repay part of an illegal loan made to Fatah's failed bid for Philadelphia mayor in 2007, as well as using campaign cash to help his son pay off some of his college loan debt. Joining me now is WHYY reporter Aaron Mozell, who covered Fatah's legal problems from his indictment through sentencing. Aaron, I'm interested in knowing what Fatah had to say in court today.
Yeah, I think we all were. Fatah briefly addressed Judge Harvey Bartle, who's presided over all of these proceedings before he was sentenced. He didn't get into a lot of the specifics about the crimes he was convicted of. He just mentioned that he personally regretted some of the decisions he made. And the rest of the time he spent talking about how proud he was of the work he did during his two decades in Congress, specifically how many people he felt the work had helped over the years, millions by his count. And through it all, Fatah sounded like he has at any public event you may have caught him at during his career. He was calm, he was confident, he was proud. After the hearing, he did also address reporters, only really to say that he respects the court's decision and to thank his family, supporters, and of course his lawyers.
Fatah's sentencing came across before the noon hour, and then subsequent to that, we learned more about his co-defendant, Herb Viderman.
Right. So Herb Viderman is a former deputy mayor of Philadelphia. He worked under Ed Rendell when he was in City Hall. He got 2 years in prison and a $50,000 fine for his crimes, which tie back to bribing Fatah over a period of years, principally as part of this effort to become a U.S. ambassador under the Obama administration. In one instance, perhaps probably the most noteworthy, Viderman gives Fatah $18,000 to help him purchase a vacation home in the Poconos. In exchange, Fatah wrote letters extolling Viderman's resume. He sends them to Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Bob Casey and members of the Obama administration. The rest of the case's co-defendants will be sentenced tomorrow and Wednesday. They include Bonnie Bowser. She's a former chief of staff at Fatah's congressional office. Karen Nicholas. She's a former congressional staffer as well and a CEO of the Educational Advancement Alliance, this nonprofit that Fatah founded. And Robert Brand, who ran a company called Solutions for Progress. That's a for-profit company. And I name those because Fatah used those two organizations to help funnel those stolen public funds back to the lender of that illegal campaign loan, which sat at the heart of this case.
Take us back to Fatah's former district for a reaction there.
Sure. So Fatah's old district, just for anyone who doesn't know, the 2nd Congressional District covers parts of North, Northwest, and West Philly. It also has a chunk of Lower Marion Township, most of it in Lower Marion, in Montgomery County, I should say. There are certainly voters across the district who are writing off Fatah because of his convictions. They just can't support him because of it. But are there also a number of voters, especially in West Philly, which is widely considered the heart of his district, who say Fatah's legacy is safe with them, despite his crimes? Some of the reasons, as you expect, have to do with his 11 terms in Congress, in particular the millions he sent back to the district, whether it was for transportation projects, brain research, college readiness programs. But others speak more to Fatah's personal narrative. Fatah grew up in a rough neighborhood in West Philly where gang violence was routine. And sort of that idea of someone like him going on to the halls of Congress, people told me that means a lot to neighbors. One longtime family friend told me Fatah was like their knight in shining armor.
Looking to the calendar, what's next?
Fatah is scheduled to self-surrender, turn himself into authorities on January 25th. His lawyers are expected to file a lengthy appeal at some point afterwards. It's worth noting that Fatah's sentence would be the longest, or is the longest, I'm sorry, handed to a congressman convicted of corruption.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
WHYY's Aaron Mozell on NewsWorks Tonight.